next on the 5 o'clock report.
You may call me Captain.
It's a perfect storm to have cases spread.
And this is bigger than baseball.
And just hear this one number.
It is personal to me, and I want to get it right.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
COVID relief. Good afternoon. Welcome aboard. President Biden says the sluggish January jobs report stresses the need for that $1.9 trillion stimulus package that passed on a partisan vote today in the Congress.
24 million adults and 12 million children literally don't have enough food to eat. These aren't Democrats or Republicans. They're Americans, and they're suffering.
Employers created just 49,000 jobs last month. Economists say at that rate, it'll take 10 years to get the country back to full employment. Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com.
Millions of Americans are continuing to struggle, also mindful of those whose plight is not captured by the jobless numbers, such as the half of households reporting a drop in income over the past year.
There are 10 million fewer jobs in America today than there were at this time last year. The U.S. military's been enlisted in the fight against the coronavirus. Troops will be assisting in the vaccination effort.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has approved FEMA's request to augment and expedite vaccinations across the country. He's ordered the first contingent of more than 1,000 active duty military personnel to support state vaccination sites.
Cammy McCormick reporting. Yankee Stadium in the Bronx was turned into a mass coronavirus vaccination site this morning. New York Yankees president Randy Levine.
You know, this stadium is historical. It's built into the fabric of the city and the Bronx. We're part of the Bronx community. And this is bigger than baseball.
15,000 doses expected to be doled out at Yankee Stadium over the course of the next week. A lot of folks lined up today to get the shot.
The people most at risk for COVID are not getting the vaccinations. And so what's happening at Yankee Stadium is great, and we need more of that.
Yankee legend Mariano Rivera and Hollywood film director Spike Lee were both on hand today at the stadium to welcome some of those who got the shot at the house at Ruthville. As COVID numbers decline nationwide, officials are looking to avoid a potential Super Bowl setback. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Let's beat the coronavirus once and for all. Let's not let Super Bowl parties be the reason it keeps spreading.
Health officials encouraging folks to avoid large crowds for the big game.
It's a perfect storm to have cases spread.
The game itself being played in Tampa, and that presents something of a unique security challenge, says Tampa Police Chief Brian Dugan.
Having the home team here just creates a whole new dynamic. We've got to figure out a way to keep everybody safe and secure, but yet be fan-friendly at the same time.
500 Homeland Security personnel, along with the NFL's own security team, the FBI, and hundreds of cops from across the country on duty for the big game this weekend. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene spoke today for the first time since being stripped of her committee post over a controversial comment she made before being elected.
Yesterday, when the Democrats and 11 of my Republican colleagues decided to strip me of my committee assignments, you know what they did? They actually stripped my district of their voice.
Ohio's Jim Jordan says the vote to punish the congresswoman makes it easier for Republicans to return the favor once they are in power.
Everyone has said things they wish they didn't say. Everyone has done things they wish they didn't do. So who's next?
From the entertainment world today.
You may call me Captain.
Canadian-born actor Christopher Plummer has died, best known for playing the role of Captain John Von Trapp in The Sound of Music.
Blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow.
Plummer won an Oscar and two Tonys over his 80-year career. Christopher Plummer was 91. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report for Friday, job cuts in Olean. The DA says he's innocent. And good eats this weekend.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Here is a call for tonight and tomorrow. Outside the lake effect areas, it's partly cloudy with a few flurries. Lake effect snow will be heavy at times east of Lake Erie to include the Buffalo Metro, with blowing and drifting and difficult travel. Snow accumulations in some areas in the Lake Erie snowbelt will exceed a foot. Most of us will see next to nothing. Low temps tonight, teens, the high tomorrow, 20s. Sunday's cloudy with a bit of snow. Steadier, heavier snow is possible in eastern Pennsylvania. High temperature Sunday in the 20s. To near 30.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much. We do have a winter storm warning in effect right now until tomorrow evening. This is for Erie, Genesee, and Wyoming counties in western New York. Wind-blown snow could cause blizzard-like conditions at times in places like East Aurora, Clarence, and Batavia. A southern tier city facing massive job cuts, the Siemens Energy Corporation in Olean, laying off 500 workers over the next few months. 300 jobs will remain in Olean. Siemens has 100 job openings at plants in Painted Post, New York, and Houston, Texas. Pennsylvania's new health secretary, Allison Beam, says the state is examining ways to improve its COVID vaccination rate.
Our entire mission throughout the COVID-19 response has been to save lives. And so those that were likely to be the most susceptible to death, we want to make sure that you are getting that vaccine.
The Pennsylvania House voted today to let the National Guard assist in the dispensation of the drug. Lawmakers also approved putting a constitutional amendment before the voters this spring that will rein in some of Governor Wolf's pandemic powers. New York Republicans say it's time to rein in some of Governor Cuomo's pandemic powers. Those powers were granted at the start of the COVID crisis last spring. Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort.
Republican or Democrat, the legislature has a role to play, and it has not played it fully for the past almost a year.
Senator George Borrello says the governor's unchecked powers is causing a lot of dysfunction in Albany.
This is clearly about restoring our constitutional obligation to be a separate, co-equal branch of government.
The governor's emergency powers are set to expire this spring. Governor Cuomo says hospitals have one more week to convince holdouts to get the COVID vaccine. After that, excess doses will be reallocated to New Yorkers with pre-existing conditions.
Comorbidities and age are the major factors in COVID mortality. And just hear this one number, 94% of the people who die from COVID are people with underlying conditions.
Currently, about 75% of hospital workers in New York have been vaccinated. Pennsylvania's governor signed a bill today that delivers over $900 million in pandemic relief to the hard-hit hospitality industry. There's also money in that legislation for Pennsylvanians who need help paying their rent and utility bills. For more of the action in Albany and Harrisburg, we turn to the Capital Connection crew. Jason McGuire with New Yorkers for Constitution Freedoms and Michael Gear at the Pennsylvania Family Institute. Michael, there's an expression that goes something like this: when a certain place freezes over. That's what Republicans in your state are saying will happen before the Wolf budget passes. That $38 billion spending plan was announced this week, and Republicans are calling it dead on arrival. Explain some of the finer points, if you would.
Yeah, I think the funeral services can be planned already for this, the governor's budget, because if you just look at social media, what the Republican senators and House members are saying is that there's no way this budget's going to pass.
Let's head to Albany, and this nursing home scandal continues to grow by the day. A state Supreme Court judge has now ordered the Cuomo administration to hand over data. Jason, what's this all about?
You know, they often say that the cover-up is worse than the crime, right? Essentially, the governor had numbers regarding this nursing home situation, number of deaths there, that for months could not be released. And then suddenly, when the Attorney General's office released a report showing numbers were 50% higher than were first thought, all of a sudden the numbers were produced. And now the governor has been backpedaling and trying to cover his tracks regarding this matter. It's going to be a deeply problematic issue for him in the political front.
Jason McGuire with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms and Michael Gear there at the Pennsylvania Family Institute. Bradford County DA Chad Salzman said today he will not resign as he fights sexual assault charges. He told reporters in Towanda he is innocent of those charges. Five women have come forward saying he sexually assaulted them, the county's top law enforcement official. Rochester, New York Mayor Lovely Warren took the wraps off the city's new police reform plan last night. The measure prohibits the handcuffing of minors and calls for the immediate firing of cops who behave badly in the line of duty.
This work is very, very important to me. It is personal to me, and I want to get it right.
The community will have a couple of months to review the policy before it's submitted to the governor for his approval. Your nightly market report is next. It is brought to you, as always, by the fine folks at Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks rising today to close out the best week since November. That despite a disappointing jobs report. The Dow was up 92 points, the NASDAQ adding 79, and the S&P 500 gaining 15. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
All right, Dave, thank you very much. This is the 5 o'clock report for a Friday on Family Life.
Here's your MoneyWise Minute with Rob West.
Some people really like February, and not because of Valentine's Day. They like it because it's short, and that means they get paid several days sooner than other months. If you breathe a sigh of relief when February rolls around and you know you'll get paid earlier than normal, that could be a sign that you don't have enough financial margin in your life. In other words, you're living paycheck to paycheck and probably running out of money before running out of month. That, my friend, is a recipe for stressful living. By cutting expenses and living on less than you earn, you can build a financial cushion and reduce your stress level tremendously. So look for ways to reduce your spending, keeping in mind that financial margin creates financial peace of mind.
Your money and your life belong to God. Learn to manage them both well when you visit MoneyWise.org, MoneyWise.org.
Well, Sonny, it's almost here. Super Bowl 55.
Yes, sir. This Sunday, Tom Brady gunning for his seventh title as the Buccaneers take on Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City trying to become the first team to repeat a Super Bowl champ since Brady did it with the Patriots in 2003 and 2004. Big news in baseball. The reigning National League Cy Young Award winner is heading west. Free agent pitcher Trevor Bauer is leaving to go to the world champion Los Angeles Dodgers. Leaving the Reds.
They don't need him. They already love him.
His ERA, 1.73 last year. Yikes.
The Mets could have got him.
And NCAA is moving the entire women's college basketball tournament to San Antonio, a way to reduce the risk of spreading the coronavirus. All 64 teams will play games at the Alamo Dome as well as nearby colleges. Of course, the Mets are doing that in Indianapolis. Men's action tonight, Penn State hosting Maryland. Robert Morris at home against Youngstown State. And the Robert Morris women in Michigan to battle Oakland. Oh, it's Oakland's in Michigan, but okay. Right. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Dolphiet.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Well, the recent spell of wintry weather, well, we've got more of said same. We've got the expectation of some lake snows tonight, tomorrow, east of Lake Erie. An East Coast storm that'll bring some snow to eastern Pennsylvania Sunday. And then a couple of systems for next week with bitter cold air on the way. Here is a call for tonight and tomorrow. Outside the lake effect areas, it's partly cloudy with a few flurries. Lake effect snow will be heavy at times east of Lake Erie to include the Buffalo Metro with blowing and drifting and difficult travel. Snow accumulations in some areas in the Lake Erie snowbelt will exceed a foot. Most of us will see next to nothing. Low temps in the 19s, the high tomorrow 20s. Sunday's cloudy with a bit of snow. Steadier, heavier snow is possible in eastern Pennsylvania. High temperature Sunday in the 20s to near 30.
All right, lots of weather to talk about. Finally, five staggering Super Bowl Sunday statistic. And here to talk about it is Family Life's Brandon Dixon.
The big game, great commercials, and delicious food. All staples of the Super Bowl, but the amount of snacks most Americans will consume Sunday is stunning. According to a new PixWise study, we will devour more than 8,000 calories watching the Super Bowl. Chips are the most popular snack, with the average person eating more than three bags. Chicken wings, soda, and pizza were some of the other top foods we gobbled down while watching football's biggest game. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Well, who are these people that eat three bags of potato chips?
Maybe they're small bags, the tiny little mini bags.
Wow.
Or Pringle, a sleeve of Pringles.
Okay.
Maybe that counts.
Yeah.
I don't know. But if it's like half a potato chip, does that count? Or one in the couch, does that count?
So Super Bowl, you're going with?
Chiefs by a field goal.
Okay. I lived in Kansas City for 5 years. I'll go with the Chiefs, too.
We'll see. My sister lives there, so I got to root for
Kansas. Kind of hard to think that Tom Brady can't win, though. Should be fun. Hey,
he's the GOAT.
Here's the thing. Please just be safe and be smart, all right?
Avoid large crowds. You know what to do.
Yes.
You've been here before.
The 5 O'Clock Report was sponsored in part by Phil Jones Seedway, farm partner of Artport, New York. They provide vegetative wild...